6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14 says, "Knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts." Saints of the Most High God, we have to awake out of our sleep. We are like that person driving home at night that has dozed off to sleep at the wheel. We simply cannot afford to let any and every doctrine that isn't based on Jesus Christ to tell us that any old way of life is right. You will not make it into the kingdom of heaven thinking you can do just any old thing because someone told you that it was right. Folks that have been in church for years are falling by the way and being led astray because they seem to think that they found a way that seems right in their eyes. This is the reason why we as saints of God must know the Word of God for ourselves. When you know the Word of God for yourself, you will not allow false doctrine to lead you. You will not allow a false prophet or false apostle to lead you. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. There is no time like now for this scripture to be so poignant and relevant. Everyone seems to be doing what is right in their own eyes. Everyone is, as the saying goes, doing me. No one is wrong, and anything and everything goes. The only ones that are in the wrong are the ones that oppose what the mainstream or popular thought is saying. Saints of God, it is high time for us to wake out of sleep and see what the devil is doing behind the curtain. The enemy is manipulating society. We are being told what used to be right is now wrong. We're being told that what used to be good is now bad. What was once normal is now abnormal. And we have to make a choice as to which side we will stand. Will you be on the devil's side and choose to go with popular opinion where any and everything goes? Or will you choose the less popular route and truly stand up for what you believe and know to be right? The fact is, my brothers and sisters, as much as everyone seems to think that they know what's best, the truth is, everyone is not right. There is still only one way to God. There is still only one way to eternal life. There is still only one truth, and that is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 and 16 says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and idle babbling, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer." Have you noticed how ungodliness, or rather the message and allure of ungodliness and sin, can spread like cancer? It's a message that's now in our schools, infiltrating our homes and is accepted in society. We must, as men and women of God, recognize the tactics of the enemy and cut out all forms of wickedness at its root. The best way to begin to
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Cut out all forms of wickedness. It's to start by daily self-introspection, daily reflection, daily self-examination. Ask yourself daily, have I prayed and thanked the Lord today for all his wonderful works unto me? Have I taken a step toward being more godly and loving to my neighbor? Have I searched for the truth that is Jesus Christ today? If Christ the King were physically sitting beside you, would he be ashamed or pleased with my actions? Would I be able to look him straight in the eye with the types of music I listen to or the people that I spend time with? We need to be asking ourselves questions like these daily. The devil is real, and he's out for blood. He is out to take any and every single soul he can down into the depths of hell to live with him for all eternity. Just because your favorite artist is doing it doesn't make it right. Just because this pastor, this person does things this way, that doesn't mean it's right. Especially if it's not in alignment to God's word. It may seem right. It may appear right. But its end is death. I know it may not feel good to be different all the time. Sometimes it doesn't feel good to go against the grain and say no when everyone else is saying yes. However, we are called by God to come out from among them. Nothing in that statement tells you to fit in with everyone. We have to be different. We have to shun evil in every wicked way. We have to embrace holiness. This world is going to make you feel like you are lame and out of touch when you do this, but we must stand up for what is right. We must not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that if we deny him before men, he will deny us before his Father in heaven. If we confess him before men, he will confess us before his Father in heaven. We should never be embarrassed to do what is right and pleasing to the Lord. The ungodly are not ashamed of the things that they do, even when they should be. They blatantly throw things in our faces each day, things that celebrate sin. But this is why we should fight all the more. That's why we should celebrate the name of Jesus Christ all the more. Finally, as a child of God, you must know the word of God for yourself. Know what the Bible says about how to get into heaven. Know what the Bible says about holiness and living right before God. Know what the Bible says and means when it talks about the Spirit of truth. Make it a point to know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, and that no man comes to the Father but through him. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." The world cares only for themselves and the things of this world. They are going to try and deceive you with false doctrine. They will tell you that all roads lead to heaven, but they don't. There is only one way to heaven. There is only one way to eternity. And that way is Jesus Christ.